If I thought that I was chatting to I Love Coffee and Gary Hopkins, the co-founder, just about coffee, I was seriously wrong. Gary is a wannabe chef with an insatiable appetite for music and street food from all over the world, and his biggest ambition is to make the world a better place. He formed I Love Coffee in 2016 with three deaf baristas and a borrowed coffee machine in the back of a gym. I love the start to the story. His mission is to train and employ as many deaf and hard of hearing people in the hospitality industry. But besides all of this, Gary offers an opportunity for corporates to have an in-house coffee shop manned by deaf baristas and servers. He also offers corporates an opportunity. Now, they say that every great romance has a meet cute, and I must tell the story of my meet cute with Gary Hopkins. So here we were in this very fancy dinner with lots of glitter and lots of glittering people and lots of intent for good social responsibility with Showcook.com and the Reaching for Young Stars event. And here I was seated at the table with Gary Hopkins, and we started to chat. And it turns out that Gary is one of the founders of I Love Coffee. Now, I Love Coffee is rhetorical because we do all love coffee. So it's a great pleasure to have Gary Hopkins on the show with us. He is the co-founder of I Love Coffee with a wonderful, wonderful story behind it. Gary, how lovely to chat to you again, and this time on our podcast.
Yes, lovely to see you. We may not be as smartly dressed as we were at the Showcook Reaching for Young Stars table, but it is lovely to see you, hear you again.
Tell me about it. Today I'm just wearing socks because it is getting a bit chilly. I'm
I know
wearing
winter.
socks amongst other things. I'm wearing socks,
Okay,
which I
not
would
just
never
socks.
have dared to do at that event because everything was all glitz and glamour, and what a great initiative that was.
It was.
Gary, we got to chatting at our table, and you told me a little bit about I Love Coffee. And the first thing I said to you is, we want to interview you on our podcast. So here we are, and I'm eager to hear the story of I Love Coffee. So tell
Well,
us.
thank you for inviting me onto your podcast. So I Love Coffee is we're almost 8 years old, and we are a social enterprise which started here in Cape Town. We are well the very first people ever to do what we do, and what we do is we have a coffee business that is focused on employing deaf youth. So we train and employ young deaf people to enter hospitality. Which is one of the reasons why we were at that event with Showcook and Reaching for Young Stars, because some of our deaf students had actually won prizes. So we are the only coffee brand in the world that is roasted by the deaf, packed by the deaf, brewed by the deaf, and served by the deaf.
That is just amazing. And I didn't know that. I didn't know anything about I Love Coffee. So I'm learning. And I must say, what a tremendous initiative, because what a way to engage the deaf community and create employment, because I see that you've trained over 150 deaf people in 8 years.
Absolutely. You know, when I met my first members of the deaf community 8 years ago, I had no idea what the challenges were facing the deaf. And to my surprise, the biggest challenge is unemployment. And it's wonderful that we've been able to have trained as many people. And yes, we try and employ as many deaf people as we can. And about 70% of our workforce is deaf. But really, it's just such a tiny drop in the ocean. And if nothing else, we love to spread awareness that the deaf community should be welcomed into the workforce wherever they can. So that's one of the reasons that we showcase what we do, is because we really want to open as many doors as we can.
Absolutely. And I'm just amazed. So obviously there is a certain amount of training and capacitation that goes into this process, because I see that you employ over 45 people and 70% of that team is deaf. Will you tell us in real terms how that actually works?
Yes, so what you just need to understand is historically that at deaf schools, it's only very recently that sign language became an official language. So up until that point, it was not a requirement for a teacher to be able to sign at a deaf school. So what that means is that a lot of deaf children go to school and are taught in a language that isn't their mother language. So they're taught a verbal language, either English, Afrikaans, or a vernacular language with a small amount of signing. What makes us unique is that we've taken our strongest members of our team, who are deaf, and have actually trained them, put them through CETA accredited training to become facilitators and assessors. And so they do the training in sign language. So it's training by the deaf for the deaf. So the transfer of knowledge is far quicker and far more effective. And it is a process because, alongside some hard skills, there's a lot of soft skills that are taught. Things like how to take care of your personal hygiene, how to get to work on time. But really, it's been a journey for us over the past 8 years to learn how to work within the deaf community. And it's an ongoing process. So we haven't we're not it's not a perfect process, but it gets better all the time. So our recruiting gets better, our training gets better every time, and hopefully our retention gets better too.
Absolutely. Now, what can we expect when we come into I Love Coffee? Because I would have just walked in and placed my order. So how do we know that this is a deaf-fueled enterprise? How do we, as customers, how are we as customers, let me say, enabled to
Yes.
engage with the servers and the baristas, etc.
All right. Let me start off by saying that, first of all, where we are, we're in 103 Garfield Road, which is in Claremont, right near Access Park. And what makes our coffee so unusual, first of all, is that we have loads of parking, which is very unusual for Cape Town. But when you walk in, it looks like you're entering an industrial space. And that really was the purpose of us purchasing the building, was just as a roastery. So when you walk in, you're expecting a factory, but when you walk in, there's just a feast for sore eyes. There's so many delicious pastries and things that you will be distracted. So your immediate response is, "Oh, I'm in an amazing place to order coffee and drink," and you'll see lots of activity around you. So a lot of our customers come in and are so distracted by what they see, they don't even notice the deaf staff. But let me tell you, they are there, they're everywhere. And we have a fantastic young man called Juliana who's always on hand to welcome in guests. And he's got such a lovely warm smile that people are so enamored by him. And that's really the starting point, is that we realize that for some people, it might seem a strange concept to enter a coffee shop where deaf people are working. But our staff have been trained to be very welcoming. And there are a mix of hearing and deaf staff together. Everyone knows how to sign. So you'll be welcomed in one way or the other. You most likely will be attended by a deaf person. And if there's any difficulties, they will definitely call for help. But that happens very seldom. But we have instructional videos running in the store. So you'll learn how to sign for cappuccino, which is such an easy thing to do, or a latte. And you can point to a menu. It's really quite a seamless operation. And it looks and operates just like any other coffee shop. It's just a lot quieter. And I think that's what people find so interesting about our space. It's open plan. You can see deaf people working everywhere in the kitchen and the bakery and the roastery. And there's very little talking. All the talking is in sign language. And it still has a buzz, but it's not what you'd normally expect from a coffee shop.
I'm so excited to come and visit you now, even more so than before.
Good.
Because, firstly, I'm excited about pastries. Pastries make all of us excited. But much, much more than that is the concept, because there's so much intellectual capital behind what you're doing, Gary. And as I talk to you, I realize that I wish that people would take more time to do these kinds of social investment, social awareness businesses because you've created employment for a sector of the community that is fairly ignored. We're not sensitized to it. I was part of an exercise where we were working with a blind facilitator, and the workshop started with all of us wearing a blindfold and navigating our way through the space. And let me tell you, those couple of minutes was so out of our comfort zone that when we came back, we had a whole new appreciation for what it means to be blind. And I'm sure we will, enjoy a similar kind of experience just observing this work in motion, this amazing enterprise that is functioning, but at the same time, plugging a gap in the employment cycle.
Absolutely. I know for us, we take deafness as second nature now. For me, it's quite strange to enter an environment, and I often find myself forgetting that I'm not supposed to be signing when I'm visiting someone else's establishment. It's become very normalized for us, and I think that we'd love to see other companies embracing disability, otherness. And there is a demand for it. We get requests from all over the world from deaf communities. When are you coming to our country? Because universally, the deaf are ignored, and they form a huge part of our population. 5% of our population is deaf. So you can imagine what an untapped resource that is to our economy. And
Staggering.
wherever we go and we find deaf people, they all say the same thing. We can't find jobs. So yes, I agree. It would be wonderful if more people embraced this kind of work.
So, can I ask, Gary, how do people find out about you? Do you have active social media?
Yes, we do.
Do excellent.
So
So,
our
you've
the
just
quickest
gained a
ways.
new follower in
Oh,
us,
good.
but besides that,
Okay, so
do corporates know about you?
yes, they do. So if we could talk a little bit of sort of BE speak, we are very attractive from a BE perspective. So we're a level one, 100% black owned company. So a lot of companies find us when they start looking for BE points. And at first it seemed a bit of a strange fit, but it works very well because when a company invests in us, and normally it means opening a coffee shop inside their offices, they get to reap the rewards of investing in a transformation. So we find that corporates who invest in us and who do take a coffee shop fall in love with our deaf staff. They learn to sign and they get to enjoy the coffee every day. And it's a wonderful journey in breaking down barriers and reducing stigma. So the word is out there through the BE organizations. If you're not a corporate, if you're just a regular customer, you'll find us at www.ilovecoffeegroup.co.za. And that's pretty much our handle everywhere on Facebook and on Instagram. I Love Coffee Group. You'll find pictures, stories, directions, all about us.
I see that you make the most amazing salads as part of
Yeah,
your catering. It just
absolutely.
looks delicious. So we've talked about the corporates and we've
Yes.
talked about the way in which the person off the street can access you. Can I ask, do you have, for instance, tour groups coming to experience I Love Coffee?
We
Do you,
do,
are
and
you?
we do, but I wish we would do more of it, and that excites me chatting to you. And I think we had a brief chat about it at the table at the Showcook event. Is that what we've discovered is that when deaf tourists visit South Africa, they do a search, I'm assuming for the using the word deaf, and we pop up, so we get a lot of it.
You were saying, Gary, very interesting conversation that we're having about whether this is available readily to tourists. Do they seek you out? How do people find you? Please tell us what that ex has been like.
Yes, so when we've discovered that when deaf tourists visit South Africa, that They Google, obviously Google the word deaf to see what deaf associations they can find. And they often stumble on I Love Coffee. And they come here often as the first port of call, just to get an idea from us as to where the places to visit that are deaf friendly. Unfortunately, not much in Cape Town is very deaf friendly. You find that most places like Table Mountain and the aquarium, for example, don't have signers on standby. So they rely on us to help guide them. They often join some of the deaf hiking groups around Cape Town. But we would love to see a form something more formal where we get tour groups, tour operators coming in to find out more about us. We've spoken about getting a high tea going where someone could come in a group, learn the sign for their country, learn the signs for for the fun things like the Big Five, Google perhaps. Nothing too serious, but enjoy a high tea and learn a little bit about South African Sign Language and I Love Coffee.
Well, I love the sound of that, Gary. I'm going to chat to you about that some more. And I think you've certainly excited our senses enough. I've been on your Facebook page and I've seen the most amazing baklava and other pastries, as well as, to offset the calorie footprint, the most amazing salads. And the opportunity to engage you for outside catering as well. So you've really shared a tremendous story with us today of plugging a gap in the employment value chain with deaf staffing and finding a way for corporates to gain BEE points by engaging with your organization. And then, of course, just a whole lot more. It really is an untapped part of the tourism value chain, and I'm definitely going to have a coffee, maybe a baklava, and a very, very robust chat with you about how we can engage the industry a little bit more in this
Oh,
particular aspect.
I would love that. I really would love that. It might take a couple of cups of coffee, but I'm up for
I don't mind as long as there's baklava to go with that coffee, and
it.
that when the sugar high hits me, you'll navigate me back to my car so that I can
Okay,
get
no
back to the
problem.
office safely. So if we have that deal, I'm very happy. Gary, great
Perfect.
chatting to you. So
Likewise,
glad
Janet.
we
Thank you
sat down
so
and we
much.
did this, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at I Love Coffee.
Lovely. Look forward to it. Thank you for the time, Janet.
Big pleasure, Gary. All the best.
Bye-bye.